How do you put the want to be here? Authentic leaders are attempting always to establish a creative, meaningful environment for every single member of their staff or their team. Well, how do we do that? I had a chance to visit with a group of millennials, all K-State graduates. We were in Chicago for a dinner, and we were talking about what makes students stick to an activity or program. What about the stickiness? Frankly, it's not necessarily the biology department or the studies they may have in history or in mechanical engineering. It's those activities that have brought them into a creative environment where sometimes it's outside the classroom. They develop that stickiness or that connection. This is Pat Bosco. Spent 50 years as a university administrator. This podcast addresses our interest in being more authentic and making an impact in the lives of those we serve. We had a chance that evening, about a dozen of us, K-State alums, to talk about what is it that made that stickiness, that connection, where students will say over decades that they're happy here and that they love their school more than any other college or university in America today. Well, I think it begins with this whole business of helping you find your niche. Sometimes it's outside the classroom, and it's an opportunity for you to grow in your leadership and followership skills in an environment that's supportive, often by volunteer faculty or staff that are interested in helping you grow outside the classroom. That activities and programs that you have a passion for fuel your interest in wanting to be better. I know that my particular interest was in student government. Others might be the student newspaper, or the marching band, or a judging team. To have an opportunity to make mistakes, to fail, but also to feel success, to be around a sense of community, to develop that sense of ownership, to maybe refine your leadership and followership skills in an environment where you, in fact, can make a mistake and it's not life or death. It doesn't affect the bottom line, but it does help you advance your own personal interest in wanting to get better each and every day. That stickiness, as we think about developing teams and wanting to be something bigger than yourself. I always marvel in watching the K-State Marching Band, the pride of Wildcat Land, and what Dr. Frank Trace does. 500-member marching band. They're not on scholarship, but yet they're the best marching band in America. I've attended some of Dr. Trace's practices at Memorial Stadium. He will single out a trumpet player in the fourth row that isn't quite in step with everyone else. And he call that person out by name. Everyone understands that Dr. Trace is watching them, that they're accountable. And he does that in a meaningful, sincere, directed manner. That's an incredible way of making sure that everyone feels ownership. Well, we can do that. I'm always taken back by individuals who don't attend a meeting and there's no follow-up. Or a student doesn't attend a class and no one cares. Well, after a while, if no one acknowledges the fact that I'm there or not there, maybe I don't need to be there. I attend cardiac rehab 3 times a week. Last Friday, I missed a session. My physical therapist, Marty, called me on it. Said, "Where were you? We missed you." That kind of attention, intentionality, gives me the stickiness to make sure I don't miss another session with Marty. I always make sure that if someone doesn't show up for a meeting, that I call them the next day or drop them an email and say, "We missed you. We missed you. You're an important part of our group, and we hope to have you at our meeting next time." That phone call or that email to acknowledge the fact that you weren't at a meeting, that you were missed, I think that makes a difference as we think about developing a stickiness to what we're all about. I coached competitive fetchpit softball for a number of years here in Manhattan. And at the beginning of every practice, we would have social stretching that I would allow the players an opportunity for them to visit with one another about their day. And that 10 minutes was something that was very important to the players, but also became very important to me because it gave them a chance to talk to one another, to share, to bond. I would be off the diamond so they'd have that freedom to share whatever was on their minds, and then coach would blow a whistle and we'd all get together and be ready to do business. But it was part of that social stretching that was very, very important to our young ladies that wanted to compete at the highest level. At the university, I'd always end a meeting by asking every individual if there's something that they want to add, that whether they contributed at the meeting with our activities and programs and our agenda didn't make any difference, but I ended the meeting by going around the table and saying by name, is there something else you'd like to say? And it would take a few moments at the end of a meeting to make sure everyone's voice was heard. It was part of our sense of stickiness. I respected the fact that Coach Snyder, before every game, would go around to every single player as they're stretching and would say something to them. He'd take his hand and put it on their helmet or their shoulder and whisper into their ear something. I never asked him what he was saying to every single player, whether they were a starter or they were never going to see the field. They heard Coach Snyder's words. They could never say, "Coach never talked to me." He talked to you every single day. He acknowledged the fact that you were part of something bigger than yourself. Part of the culture of an effective organization is to be able to intentionally have that stickiness, to understand the importance of ownership. The purple that everyone wears is not by accident. It's a sense of wanting to be part of a family, to recognize that we are making a contribution in and outside the classroom. That's what helps make this place a very special place, that activities and programs, whether they're living group based or their academic clubs and organizations or special interest groups or part of our intramural program or our sports club program, they make incredible cultural commitment to something that's very, very special. As we think about retention and student success, it's fueled by that connectedness to an academic program, certainly important, and extracurricular activities make all the difference in the world. A Princeton Review established our university as one of the most decorated undergraduate institutions in America today. We have more top 10 rankings than any other school in America. I'm very proud of that. One of the national rankings that we've enjoyed for a number of years is the happiest students. In describing their school, use the word love, that they love it here. Authentic leaders create an environment to have that kind of connectedness. And we're very fortunate to have it at our university.